This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This mini episode is brought to you by The Happiness Project, the book that I wrote that got me started down my long road to happiness. I can't resist mentioning The Happiness Project was a number one New York Times bestseller and was on the bestseller list for 2 years. If you want to learn more about it, go to my website, GretchenRubin.com. One thing that always makes me very, very happy is when people find just the right thing to say. I've talked about this before because I'm always collecting examples of when people know exactly what to say. And I came across a terrific example of this in a fantasy novel by Piers Anthony called A Spell for Chameleon. And in this novel, a character, Bink, is in despair because he does not know what kind of magic he possesses. So to find out, he goes to the good magician, Humphrey. And the good magician Humphrey will answer a question in exchange for a year's servitude. So, you know, it's a big ask. And while he's there, Bink meets a manticora who is almost at the end of its service. And this is what they say. "What question did you bring?" Brink asks. "I asked whether I have a soul," the monster said seriously. "What did he tell you?" "That only those who possess souls are concerned about them." But then you never needed to ask. You paid a year for nothing." "No, I paid a year for everything. A simple yes or no answer would not have satisfied me. It could have been a blind guess or merely the magician's offhand opinion. A detailed technical treatise would merely have obfuscated the matter. Humphrey phrased it in such a way that its truth was self-evident. Now I never need doubt again." And it seemed to me that, first of all, this was the perfect answer, and also that in many situations, the very concern about whether we possess some quality suggests that we do have it. You know, it's probably the people who are already pretty good parents who worry a lot about whether they're good enough parents. It's probably people who are pretty good bosses already who spend a lot of time thinking about whether or not they're a good boss and whether they can be a better boss. And that's a very reassuring thing to think about. Our question may suggest its answer. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.